The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Wendy.
And I'm Daphne.
And this is Yellow Jackets WTF, episode 17.
This episode, we're covering some of the latest Yellow Jacket news.
Yeah, I mean, surprise, here we are, because with most of our podcasts, aside from Walking Dead cast, they stay pretty dormant during the off season. But there's been a bunch of exciting announcements and news about Yellow Jackets, casting announcements and other news too. But also, I just think this show is kind of special, and you know, I still think about it, and I wanted to remind people that we're still here and we still love this show. So I just thought, let's talk about this news. That'll be fun. And that's always a good sign. So here we are. It'll probably be a shorter episode. But if you consider casting news as spoilers, especially since you'll find out who some of them are cast as, and you've managed somehow to avoid that so far, then you'll probably want to skip the last part of the podcast. But we'll talk about some non-spoilery news first, like Emmy nominations and a couple other things. So you may want to just listen to that part, and then I'll tell you when we get into the casting stuff. So first, Christina Ricci was on the August 15th episode of another WTF podcast, the OG one, WTF with Marc Maron. And did you either of you hear that?
I have not listened to it yet, but it's in my queue.
Same.
It was really good. Like, Marc Maron is not everyone's cup of tea. For me, I usually skip the opening preamble. Sometimes I don't, but I think he's a great interviewer. So whenever he interviews someone I care about, I'll listen. And even those can be kind of hit or miss, but when they're great, they're great. And Christina Ricci one was one of the better recent ones. I thought she was really open and talked about a lot of different aspects of her career and her life. And also you just get a real sense of her personality. She's a really interesting person. She's a bit Wednesday Addams. Mm-hmm. And she talks about Yellow Jacket some, and like how she's decided to be okay with not knowing where things were going. It was kind of driving her crazy at first, but she realizes she's in an ensemble, so she just needs to let the other people do that part and focus on her character. She said she would, I'll just say a little tidbit. She said she would be open to a spinoff series with Misty and Nat. And she said she was a longtime fan of Juliette Lewis growing up and was particularly obsessed with Natural Born Killers, but they never really worked together until now. And she said that working with her, the dynamic of their two characters is similar to their actual dynamic. She said, in real life, she's also much wilder than me, freer, looser, more reactive. And I myself am way more contained. I guess that dynamic really did come from life. I thought that was interesting.
I was thinking about that. I would think Juliette Lewis would be really interesting to work for, and maybe interesting good, maybe interesting complicated, but yeah. I would think that dynamic would be really good.
Yeah, I think to work with her and enjoy it, you'd have to be a certain kind of person. You know, I think she can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably doesn't suffer fools, you know,
right.
Things like that.
She probably says exactly what she thinks.
Yeah.
She's probably seen some things in Hollywood all these years.
But I like that it sounds like they really get along.
I could see that. I could see them doing a spinoff and it being fun to watch.
I know. Yeah.
Although I do wonder about it being outside the mystery of the show, like how connected we would be to it.
Yeah. I mean, to be like, I really probably wouldn't want to see a full on spinoff, but if they did a couple like short web things or something, that'd probably be fun because their dynamic is just so much fun. Mm-hmm. But more important to that is like the sanctity of the series. So anything that would mess with that would be a no.
Right.
So Yellow Jackets got nominated for a bunch of Emmys already for its first season.
It did.
And the Emmys are in 2 weeks on Monday, September 12th. So we'll find out then, but I'm going to go through them all. So it was nominated for Best Drama Series alongside Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Squid Games, Stranger Things, and Succession. Which is really tough because I love a lot of those shows.
Really hard. Those are some, that is some fierce competition.
I know. And you covered Ozark with Rima. That was really fun. I don't know if I told you, but I listened to every one of those and loved what you guys did.
I loved it. Like, I know it was polarizing for a lot of people, but I thought that last season was amazing.
Me too. And the way it ended up, mm-hmm. I thought it was perfect.
Yep.
I've heard Euphoria is great, but I actually haven't seen it. And Squid Games, I loved. Succession, mm-hmm. I like a lot, but I think because I binged it, it just started to feel repetitive.
It's on my list of things I'd like to watch, but I haven't yet.
It's sort of like a modern Game of Thrones, a lot of backstabbing. Mm-hmm.
It is. And I think it's better if you don't binge it.
Yeah, I could see that. But I'm still going to watch. I think it's got one more season, right? So definitely watch that. But what's his name? The main sassy guy.
Oh,
what's his name's brother? Roman, you know, him. He's so good.
Roman. Okay. That is Kieran Culkin.
Kieran Culkin. Yeah. He's the best. Yeah.
He's amazing. He's the best part.
For me, the hardest one, though, is Better Call Saul, probably because mm-hmm. I just got done podcasting on it. Such a freaking great show. And it's the final season, and I don't think they've been recognized much before. So I love Yellow Jackets. It's a Yellow Jackets podcast. I hope Yellow Jackets wins.
Better Call Saul's finished, right?
Yes, it just finished.
Okay. Yeah.
And it just totally same thing, like maybe polarized a little bit, but mm-hmm. and I think most people thought it was pretty great, though, the way it ended.
Mm-hmm. Everything I read was basically that people thought it was on par with the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But I haven't seen Breaking Bad, so I can't compare it.
Yeah, because I thought Breaking Bad was one of the best finales.
I liked it, too. I mm-hmm. think I liked Better Call Saul even better, the finale. Mm. Not the show, but the finale. Mm-hmm. Next, lead actress in a drama series, Melanie Lynskey, which is awesome. Alongside Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh of Killing Eve, which is a show I haven't gotten around to. But that one just ended, I know. Right?
Yes.
And Melanie Lynskey is just everywhere. She's on every magazine cover.
Good for her.
Interviews everywhere. Love it.
Reese Witherspoon of The Morning Show, which I never got into. Zendaya of Euphoria. I heard she was great. And Laura Linney of Ozark, which she was so good at that.
That would be hard. Those are hard decisions.
I know. So both of them. I mean, those.
I'm glad we're not voting.
Those would be the two. But mm-hmm. I would vote for Melanie Lynskey. But yeah, Laura Linney was so good. Supporting actress in a drama series, Christina Ricci, alongside Patricia Arquette for Severance, Julia Garner for Ozark, Jung Ho Yeon for Squid Games, Ray Sehorn for Better Call Saul, J. Smith Cameron for Succession, Sarah Snook for Succession, and Sydney Sweeney for Euphoria. So, man, Ray Sehorn, she deserves something.
I know. She does. She really does, because she was phenomenal this season in Better Call Saul.
She has been through the whole thing,
too. She really was.
And if Christina Ricci wins, I'll be so happy for her, though. And she's very deserving as well. outstanding casting for a drama series alongside Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Stranger Things, and Succession. I mean, casting on this show, that's what I usually talk about first when I tell people about it, who's in it. I've been telling a lot of people about Yellow Jackets too. I'm just like, you got to watch it. It's the best show of the last
year. Like if people say, what's the next best thing to watch? I always say Yellow Jackets.
And then how do you describe it?
Well, it's a show about a high school soccer team that crashes in the Andes and crashes in the Canadian wilderness and murder and cannibalism ensues. How could that be bad?
Yeah. And then I say it's the 90s. So you get a lot of cool 90s music. And then they show the survivors and you don't quite know what they went through and everybody wants to know. And there's mystery and intrigue. I mean, I have to try to boil it down a little better because I just keep going on until I think I may have actually talked some people out of watching it.
I talk about it with whoever will listen because, like Wendy, I talk about it like it's about a soccer team that crashes into the wilderness. But you don't know because we balance back and forth between the past and the present. And not all the characters are revealed to you, so you don't know if they survived or not. You're only given these few characters that you know made it.
I got to get that
part
in.
And it's about those dynamics.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I'll mention the blackmail and that one of them's running for office but doesn't want people to know what they did.
Yeah. And we don't even know what they did.
Yeah.
And I think Yellow Jackets is one of those shows that all you have to do is watch the first episode.
Yeah.
Like there are shows that you're like, oh, you got to get through four or five. And this is not seasons. One of them.
No. Yeah.
No, the pilot definitely you'll know, is very strong.
Like if you don't like it after that, you're probably not going to like
right.
it. And I don't want to be a friend. And so I felt like that about Breaking Bad too. If you don't like Breaking Bad, I that's kind of how I feel. Although I know a lot of people are giving Breaking Bad a second chance after Better Call Saul. So we'll see how that goes.
I was in a conversation with my dental hygienist and she's like, she's very chatty. And she's like, well, what do you watch on TV and all this stuff? And she's like, do you like The Bachelorette? I'm like, we're not going to agree.
I know. Do you watch CSI?
She doesn't watch any of this. Mm.
No. If it doesn't have swords or a complicated plot, yeah. I'm not in it, I guess.
Or baking. What's next? Outstanding. No, I did that one. Outstanding directing for a drama series. And this one, they choose an episode. So they chose the pilot. And that's along side Ozark, A Hard Way to Go. Was that the final episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Severance, The We Are. I watched all of Severance and really liked it. It took a little while to get going, but it was really good.
It looks good. It's on my list. I just haven't watched it yet.
So much to watch.
That is one, in my opinion, that you need to give a few episodes if you're not into it right away.
Okay.
Squid Game, Red Light, Green Light, and for directing, and three episodes of Succession, All the Bells Say, The Disruption, and Too Much Birthday. So they've stacked the deck there.
Yeah, that last season of Succession was...
It had some good ones.
Just an explosion the entire time.
Wow.
Something was always happening. There's no downtime. Because even when you think you're watching it, you think, okay, well, what does this really have to do? It always has to do. Everything that is on there has to do with something else. It's a complicated show. So I kind of like it. But I wanted to point out that recently they had the Hollywood Critics Association Awards. And Karen Kusama, who was the director for Pilot, she actually won that award.
Nice.
For best directing. That's cool. Melanie Lynskey, of course, won as well.
That's awesome.
That's cool. For this category, I don't have any feelings of, oh, who should win. I would just vote for the Yellow Jackets pilot. No problem.
Because it's one of the best pilots ever.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, as far as I'm concerned, in my humble opinion, it's one of the best
pilots. Is it the best episode or the best pilot?
Best pilot.
Pilot.
Okay. Because if it was up against A Hard Way to Go, I would be torn.
It is.
Oh.
For directing.
Yeah, oh, so it's not just the first episode of a show. It's episode.
Yeah, they pick which one they want to put up in the category.
That, I would be torn on that one because A Hard Way to Go is so good, too.
It's pretty good, yeah. And then the final category is Outstanding Writing for a Drama Series. And they also picked an episode, but there's two for Yellow Jackets. One is F Sharp, which was episode 2, where Misty chopped off Coach's leg and destroyed the transponder or whatever it was. And also Shauna and Jeff try to spice up their sex lives with role play.
Oh my goodness.
That was written by Ashley Lyle, Bart Nickerson, and Jonathan Liskow. And then also the pilot is up for writing, which is Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson. And that's alongside Succession, All the Bells Say, Squid Game, One Lucky Day, Severance, The We Are, Ozark, A Hard Way to Go, and Better Call Saul, Plan and Execution, which was so good.
It's hard to compete with a series finale episode.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some great competition here. So when I heard Yellow Jackets was up for a bunch of Emmys, I was like, oh, there's a pretty good chance they'll win them all. But now that I see this, and I also think because Yellow Jackets hasn't been on for a while, that might impact things. You know, it might not be as fresh in people's minds. I don't know. But I hope they win at least a few of these, if not all of them. Who knows? Sometimes it's weird how this works. Like one series will tend to win.
Yep. They'll just sweep everything. It's usually not like a little of this and a little of that. Yeah, it usually doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I usually am disappointed with who wins in these award shows, but I think this year I'm okay.
There's because so many good things up.
Yeah, it's been so good. And even if I don't watch the show, someone I know watches it and it comes highly recommended. So I feel like, okay, whoever wins or whatever wins, this is a really good year for TV that we can all agree on.
If Succession wins a bunch of these, I think that would be the most disappointing thing to me, because even though I really liked it, I thought it was a bit overrated compared to all these other shows, which I just totally loved or I haven't seen. But I do like the show. So anyway, we'll see. 2 weeks. All right. Next. Per Deadline, Yellow Jackets creators Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson have signed an overall deal with Showtime. They're going to keep continuing to be showrunners of Yellow Jackets. That's the important part, alongside Jonathan Liskow, but they'll also be developing new projects exclusively for Showtime. And Gary Levine, president of entertainment for Showtime, said, "Ashley and Bart are not only great writers, but they're also wildly original thinkers and creators. I'm not sure I would want to go camping with them, but I sure as hell love working with them. And I'm thrilled they will be working at Showtime for years to come." And Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson released a statement saying, "We're beyond grateful for Showtime's partnership, advocacy, and vision throughout this whole process. David Nevins, Gary Levine, Yana Winograde, Amy Israel, Dave Binger, and the whole team believed in the potential of Yellow Jackets and have been tenaciously supportive of us from the very beginning. We couldn't imagine a better place to have landed, pun intended, and are thrilled to be continuing this journey with them. Buzz, buzz, buzz."
You know what? That gives me hope for Yellow Jackets getting the number of seasons it needs to tell the story.
That's a good point.
Showtime is usually pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Committing to a show.
They stand behind their shows.
Yeah, I'm really happy Yellow Jackets is not on Netflix.
Yes.
Me too.
Or NBC.
Yeah, or Fox.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that Netflix gave Ozark the time that they did to let them wrap that up. But they canceled Lock and Key.
It's so hard because I feel like Netflix, it's hard to get a second season and it's hard to get a fourth season.
Yeah.
Like you can't get to season two. And if you're in, you know, you're into the show, getting a season four is like difficult.
Then there's so much fluff on it.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
It sucks. Like, I think it is. I always thought that if Netflix keeps having this habit of canceling shows after three seasons, that people are going to start to feel burned and not want to invest. And right. now that their numbers are dropping, I mean, there's all different kinds of reasons given for that, but maybe that's one of them. I kind of hope so, and they'll learn a lesson from it, you know?
I mean, I'm really leery to watch a network show until at least season two, because the networks are constantly having decent shows come out that you think could do really well, and then they cancel it after the first season. They cancel it before the first season is over. Why The Last Man?
What was that on? Like FX or something? I think it was FX.
AMC, yeah. right?
No, or was it wasn't it AMC. It yeah, I think it was FX. And it's so frustrating because you haven't even given it a shot. And it's all because of like behind the scene maneuvering. It doesn't even have anything to do with it. And so I'm not watching anything on mainstream TV anymore, unless it's unless it's greenlit for season two.
Yeah, that show I was really curious about because I loved the comic and it looked good and I was going to watch it, but then it got canceled. And so now I don't even want to watch it if it's just going to.
I didn't finish it because I think I was behind, and I think I was on like episode 5 really liking it when I heard it got canceled. So I didn't finish it.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't even watch like ABC, NBC, CBS. I have not been interested in a show on any of those in like a decade.
I think I got into that because of Derek.
Well, that's different. FX is a cable channel. Yeah. I mean, there's some good FX shows. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's move to the next one. First, that article also mentioned that Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson most recently served as co-executive producers on Dispatches from Elsewhere with Jason Segel, which I didn't watch, but I know Greg and Kat were podcasting about that a little bit on our feed. They were also the writers, and they were writers and producers of Narcos and Narcos Mexico, which I've heard are good and I should watch. David likes those. And they also developed The Big Empty, which I've never heard of, and wrote for 3 seasons on The Originals, which I also never heard of. But now I'm curious about all that stuff since I like these two writers.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. I think they are original thinkers. I think they do come up with great ideas. And their execution is pretty good as well. So I've got some trust there in what they put together.
Yeah. It's interesting. They're married. Hopefully their marriage stays good. They need to put in the work.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't
leave it at the office so you can get along at home.
Yeah, find a system that works and stick with it. We don't yet know when Yellow Jacket season 2 will premiere. I think they've said early next year, which maybe February, March. We do know per Deadline that it's slated to go into production. Well, they said later this month, which it's almost the end of the month, but maybe it's real soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Well, I mean, as much as I want it to come out, I feel like it's a lot going on this fall, so that's probably good.
I know, me too. I feel the same.
Yeah.
But I'm also excited for it to come back. And I'd rather they
take the time.
Yeah, take the time, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather take the time. They got us hooked. We love the show. I'm willing to wait a little bit longer so that we can really get what they want to show us.
Yeah.
I trust them still to bring it to us.
And Ashley Lyle has said similar, that you know, this is a one long serialized story, and to do it right, this is how much time we needed, and we want to do it right. So that's great.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from let's just enjoy the moment to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so now let's get into the juicy main event stuff here, what we all came here for, although some of you may be leaving now because it's casting news. And if you don't want to know who's been cast or what roles they're playing, you're probably going to want to skip the rest of this podcast. Buzz, 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 buzz off. So I hope the only people left hearing me are the ones who want to hear, because I'm about to say that I'm going to read these in what I thought was maybe least interesting to most interesting, although they're all pretty interesting. But Simone Kessel has been cast as adult Lottie.
Yes.
And I don't know her at all. But she played Princess Leia's mother, Brea Organa, in the recent Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus.
She did. And I was not super excited about this at first. I guess I don't know who I was hoping for.
Some 90s icon.
She didn't have much of a role. No. I'm embarrassed to say I'm not completely finished Obi-Wan. That's one of the things I'm still catching up on. I think I'm on episode 4, and she didn't have a huge part in it. Mm-mm.
She doesn't have much more after that either. Yeah, no. A little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, she's got bit parts and parts in a bunch of shows, CSI Miami, Criminal Minds, Terra Nova, Wonderland, Hercules, Xena, and a bunch more. But I think Lottie's such an important part, and I'm sure that she auditioned and they liked what she was putting out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't need everyone to be a known quantity. I just want them to pick the right people. So it'll be interesting to see how she does.
And they've done a great job so far.
She's from Maori descent, which I think
that's cool.
Is neat and exciting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I think Lottie needs to have some to be intimidating and be able to freak you out just with a look kind of thing.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna dismiss it until we see it, and then mm-hmm. I'll make a decision when I watch the episode.
But like you said, I trust them, so I am optimistic. Also, I think when they announced that Simone Kessel was playing Lottie, they also announced Courtney Eaton, who plays young Lottie, is promoted to series regular, which I don't know if I knew whether she was already, but anyway, that's cool.
I was gonna say, how could she not
I thought
be?
She already was.
I think they're like, what's the next one down, like recurring or something like that. Maybe a few of these were recurring. This is actually my favorite piece of casting news. Can you guys guess? Well, let me say, because you might say the other one.
I know.
What is it?
I know. Lauren Ambrose.
Yes.
Has to be, because I know, like I do, you loved 6 Feet Under.
One of my very favorites.
Yeah. I knew you'd be excited about this.
Yeah. And she's Javi, which is weird. I would expect Hispanic. Just kidding. She's adult Van, which is, I think, perfect.
Yeah.
I think, how old is Lauren Ambrose? I guess that's right. She's the right age. Yeah.
She seems, you think of her as a young girl because of 6 Feet Under.
I know. But
I can tell you're not watching Severance, because she's a frantic mother in that show, and it's a much different part than she played in 6 Feet Under, and she's really good in it. So it makes me think she has a lot of range, and, that's a good show. It's M. Night Shyamalan, who I usually don't like, but this show, Severance, is very good, and she's very good.
I haven't seen that, but I'm intrigued now because I do love her.
Not Severance. What am I saying? Servant. Servant.
Servant. Yeah.
Scratch everything I just said. Okay. And servant.
Yeah.
Don't. Sorry. Okay. I see that now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan did not.
No. Yeah, he didn't do Severance. I'm sorry. Same. Almost the same letters. But I would suggest checking that out. I think the episodes are just like 35 minutes of Servant. Let me say it again, just to be clear. And it's creepy, but it's very good.
She was in the ill-fated X-Files revival.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch that. But
you didn't miss much.
I mean, 6 Feet Under, I loved it. It was such a great show. Mm-hmm. Complicated.
It's one of my husband's favorites.
It is a show that knew how to stick the landing.
Yeah. Like, my favorite finale of any show.
My favorite ever.
Yeah.
It's so well done.
Don't watch it if you don't want to cry.
I do have to say, though, that some of our friends have not been excited about the casting news because they got used to things being such a big surprise in the first season of the show. And now that they're finding out, Van and Lottie, that means
they're alive.
Yeah.
And they're not pit girl.
We knew they were alive. Right. Come on. I mean, we didn't know.
I don't think we knew about Van. I think we had a really strong idea about Lottie.
Yeah.
I think I had a really strong suspicion about Van too, but not as much as Lottie, since they mentioned who's Lottie Matthews. But that is why I said, if you don't want to hear who's cast, don't listen. So I hope nobody's hearing me who doesn't want to hear this. Yeah. I warned you guys.
I was most excited about Lauren Ambrose also, because that's a name that has come up in discussions that I've had with other people about.
Maybe they heard
that
us.
That role.
Yeah.
They may have.
Exactly.
I guess she's going to have the Hound makeup on.
Yeah. It might have faded a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like she'll have a scar, but it's already been healing some.
Yeah, with young Van. And then again, as part of this announcement, Showtime announced that Liv Hewson, who plays young Van, is promoted to series regular. So I guess she wasn't either. Maybe just the ones who had adult counterparts were series regulars.
Right.
Van as a character is extremely popular.
Yeah, I like her.
Oh, she's
People
great.
Really like her. They resonate. They feel connected to her. They like her. And it's not just, it's everywhere. Like a lot. Like, fans in general really like Van. Probably more than some of the other characters.
I think it's going to be interesting, too, because I think the reason why people like Van is because she always kind of fiercely stood up for what was right. But yet, at the end of the series, she's the one...
She's with the acolyte. The follower.
Yeah. So, and I think, you just have to think that she's probably instrumental in them taking that leap from where they are to eating their friends.
Yeah. I mean, and then when all those cult members kidnapped Nat at the end of season one, and then Lottie's name was mentioned. So the obvious thing to do is to have Lottie be this modern day cult leader and Van is like her second in command or something. That's what I'm thinking, but maybe they'll surprise us, and have it be something completely different.
That brings me to questioning, though. Okay. There's more that we can learn from this. You've got Lottie and Van maybe in this cult leading the way. But how did Misty get separated from them? Because she was also a follower.
Because she's annoying.
At the end of the first season.
Nobody wants Misty around.
True. True. But.
But she
in
was.
In the early days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
She was serving up all the meat.
Oh my goodness.
And then the final casting news that I know about is maybe the biggest piece of casting news, which is Elijah Wood. Per The Hollywood Reporter, Elijah Wood will appear in a season-long guest-starring role as Walter, a dedicated citizen detective who will challenge Misty in ways she won't see coming. And if that's actually true, that it's one season, which I could see it being since he's such a big actor and might not want to do a multi-season commit. If it's one season and he's hanging out with Misty, then I think things don't bode too well for his character.
No.
But I am here for it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, he could be a citizen detective, but what if he's like infiltrated into Lottie's cult and this is like some sort of their way of keeping an eye on Misty is him being in her life. She figures it Misty out, and then it's like, bye.
Yeah. What if Misty has been live streaming on TikTok this whole time?
Yeah.
I like Elijah Wood. He seems like a good person. I don't know why I think that, but I do. But it's interesting to me that aside from Frodo, the other characters I know of his are super creepy. Like in Eternal Sunshine, he played that creepy guy, Patrick. And then in Sin City, he was just like this psycho serial killer.
Oh, Kevin?
Is that what it was?
I think his name was Kevin.
So he's a creepy guy like that, that could be a fun combo with Misty, who's also pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're definitely... It's going to be complicated, their relationship, whatever it is.
His episode of Drunk History is pretty funny.
I got to watch that. Some people think this is a fake out and he's going to be Javier, you know, that or some other character that they don't want to reveal.
They've been very careful to cast people that are appropriate for the roles.
The right ethnic background and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Javi is Hispanic. I don't see them. Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah, I think that.
I think they've also been really transparent and almost too transparent. Like, I don't want to listen to showrunner interviews because I feel like they give away too much.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
They do. Well, so you believe them then? That he's a citizen detective.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do too.
Yeah. It's too good not to be true.
All right. We should not do any more podcasts until the show comes out so we don't have to get spoiled. Okay. And then the last item is just a slight spoiler about a plot element for season two, but I thought it was super exciting. It's pretty vague, but. So I think you guys will dig this. This was in an interview from a couple of months ago with Variety. Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson, they asked if we were going to like revisit the storyline with the, well, I don't know exactly what they asked, but they said, we're definitely revisiting the winter storyline in season two. We've been calling season two the winter of their discontent. So the winter is, you know, when they were all in their bear suits, right? So I think that is a snowy, you know.
Pit girl and...
Yeah.
I mean, if they were there for 19 months, then yeah, maybe they only...
Had one winter.
Went through one tough winter.
Yeah. I mean, I took that to mean because we saw Pit girl in the snow and then the whole cannibal scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I know maybe you guys and some people think that they're doing tricks with time and that wasn't actually the same characters or something. I think it's pretty straightforward that was just them later.
I think it has to be them because Misty's there. I mean, it's not like Misty's going to run off into the woods and meet up with another group of people.
Or that she flew out there. Say,
I'm Misty. Yeah. I don't see that.
I love that everybody's theories went so wild, but I don't necessarily think they're true.
It's fun to theorize.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
theories.
Yeah.
But I was worried that they would never get back to that until the end of the series. So if they can find a way to dip in there every once in a while, I think that'd be really fun. Really. I always say fun when it's cannibalism, but
it is. It's creepy,
yeah.
But this show, because of the way it's constructed, even the most diabolical things are fun and it makes you feel weird for enjoying it so much, but you can't help it. Like even listening, you listen to the theories and you even talking about it right now on the podcast, I need to go do a rewatch. Because I'm just excited about the show. I mean, I've always been excited about it, but I haven't watched it in a while.
Right.
And I feel like I need to revisit it. Now is a good time, kind of in between.
This show it's special because not only is it one of those mystery shows that keeps you thinking, but it's also funny and the dialogue is great and the acting's great. It's just hits on so many levels.
Yeah. That's why I have to think that Simone Kessel, they is must good. Have felt yeah. very strongly about her being adult Lottie mm-hmm. in yeah. order to cast her. So I have to trust.
Yeah. Like all the other actors are pretty great.
And it's funny. I'm betting that they had to sort of beg Juliette Lewis to be in this and Christina Ricci. And now I'm betting all the actresses were begging to get into yeah. season two of it. Yeah.
I hope Juliette Lewis is feeling better about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see her go anywhere anytime yeah. soon.
Yeah, that would be.
No, we need
good.
Her.
She's we need this cast to one... stick. Yeah.
Yeah. And they usually will. I heard that when they start a series, they try to lock people in for a certain number of years. But I don't know if that's true. But that is just something that I've heard randomly.
Yeah.
That.
But if you're a big star, you might have some leeway, maybe. I don't know for sure. But,
yeah.
I'm know. Betting they didn't sign a more than a 2-year contract. Not the majors. I don't know.
But you would hope that since the show has been such a big hit that that would make them feel better about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about any of that news?
No, but I am jazzed. Just,
yeah, me too. I'm so excited. I mm-hmm. can't wait.
I need to do a rewatch. Come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still have like at least 6 months before it starts. So I could probably fit in one or two rewatches before that for sure.
Well, it's kind of, then we're kind of halfway in between when yeah. it finished and when it comes back. So I feel like, yeah, this is the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway in between.
All right. That is our show. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Glad to be back talking about this show. I don't know. We'll maybe do another one before the show comes back if there's stuff to talk about. But if not, mm-hmm. then we'll be back for the first season of first episode of season two. Yeah.
Once filming gets started, we might hear some more information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to write in or leave us a message, you can find all of our contact information at podcastica.com. We would love to hear from you.
And if you're listening to this on House Podcastica, but you're not interested in the other shows on there, there are so many great ones. We also have a podcast for just Yellow Jackets, which you can also find at podcastica.com.
Yeah, in case that's not clear, we have one podcast called House Podcastica where we put a bunch of shows for people who just like to have it all in one place. But if you just want to hear Yellow Jackets, then you can search for Yellow Jackets WTF or go to podcastica.com and there's a link there. And while you're there, be sure to check out our other shows. Like, I mean, the big one right now is House of the Dragon started last night and Kristen is oh, yeah. back to podcast about that with Rima, and I think they're recording tomorrow night, so you could actually get comments in if you're hearing me early enough, and I can't wait to hear them talk about it.
I'm psyched for that.
Yeah.
I think you know that.
Yeah, I know you're going to guest on at least one of them, too, so that'll be super fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And we got a ton of other stuff. She-Hulk started, and Greg and Penny. Penny, by the way, was going to be on with us today, but she got a migraine, and that's a bummer. So we miss her, but she'll be back. And she's doing She-Hulk with Greg, and Sandman with Mark and Jamie, and me and Paik and Rima are doing Lock and Key, and I've been doing Tales of the Walking Dead with new guest hosts each week, but then Lucy's going to be back in a couple of weeks. That's actually been pretty fun. I've been enjoying that show. So.
I'm so far behind. I'm behind. I want to watch Sandman. I haven't seen Tales of the Walking Dead. I'm behind on Lock and Key, but I'm getting there. I love all
so
that.
So much stuff. Yeah, it's all good. I think it's, I haven't seen Sandman yet, but all the other ones have been really good. And I've heard Sandman's good. So yeah, as I said, next episode of this podcast will either be something in between if more news comes out or Yellow Jackets season 2, episode 1. But for now, that's it. That's our show.
Thanks for listening.
Buzz.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.